Hi guys, welcome. My name is Sophia and this is Latitude Talent Studios. And today's webinar is 5 tips to get signed to an agent for models. So I have a little note here of what I want to discuss. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being here today. I hope you guys are having a great day or night or whatever you're doing. You're tuning in now to watch this webinar or hear it. You don't necessarily need to be watching. There's nothing really crazy visual happening except just my face talking. So if you are like driving or biking or washing the dishes or folding laundry, you can do that. You don't need to necessarily look. You can just hear me. So I'm going to talk about 5 tips, as I said, to get signed to an agency. First, I'm going to just run through them briefly, and then I'm going to go back and I'm going to go over each of them. So let me just tell you the first 5 tips. Find your model type. Take good quality photos. Know the right agencies for your brand, for your look. Submit your photos, your portfolio, and work hard and create your own work. So that is today's webinar, so you guys are aware. And I'm just going to get into it. So here I go. So I'm an actor and a model and content creator. I'm into fitness. I'm into traveling. I'm an activist. I do a lot of things. I consider myself a hyphenated artist. But one of the things I do is modeling. I have been modeling for a long time now. I started modeling by, you know, like, I went to this local like modeling school in my area where I grew up, and I learned about like posing and runway and print modeling and all of that. And then I moved to New York for college, and I've been here ever since. And I learned about modeling and acting in the professional, you know, mode of everything. So the first tip is to find your model type. So this is really important because branding is super important for any company, marketing, you know, but especially when you are the product, you are what you're selling. Like if I'm going to Victoria's Secret and I'm gonna buy, or sorry, Bath and Body Works, and I'm gonna buy this spray, I know that Bath and Body Works is going to be selling spray, and I know that Victoria's Secret is gonna be selling underwear. Now, if I'm going to CVS, they're gonna be selling sunscreen and hand sanitizer and candles and sunglasses and everything. But as an actor or model, what am I selling? Good question. Well, you're actually selling yourself. You are the product. You as the model are the product. The product is your skin, your eye color, your hair type, your hair color, your hair thickness, your skin color, your weight, your body type, your voice, your style, the way you carry yourself, the way you speak, your accent, where you live. And after you figure all of that out, which obviously is just how you look, you figure out where you fit in terms of what brands. So like, for example, I know for me, I get a lot of auditions and go-sees for skincare and fitness stuff. So I'll go out for like Maybelline, IT Cosmetics, different gym memberships, like gym things that are supplements, helping people lose weight, that kind of stuff. So I tell you that because my hobbies and interests match what I go out for. Like there's some people who are actors and models, and who they are as a human is not really who they present themselves in the room. But for me, I'm pretty consistent with who I present myself and who I am as an actor and model. So I, like I said, I love traveling. So I got an influencer thing for these little pouches that are supposed to organize your suitcase better. So that's something that's relevant to me. I actually use it, and it's good for the company because I'm a real person. It's a thing, it's called Real People Casting. There are a lot of companies nowadays with millennials and being casual and conversational, even with voiceovers and commercials, they're trying to get into more of a, oh, these aren't actors or paid people, these are real people. And yes, that's true, but at the same time, people are still being paid to promote products, so let's not ever forget that. So what's really important to understand in this industry as a model and actor is that you are your brand, meaning you are your brand. So Iman, the famous supermodel, her brand is her. We know that she can do any brand, right? She can model for any brand. When you think of her, you might think of like 3 words or adjectives, like strong, fierce and unique and tall, obviously, is probably one of them. But when I think of Nike, the sneaker brand, I think of athletic driven, you know, just do it is their slogan. And reliable. I really like their sneakers. I wear them a lot. So I bring this up because when people think of you, you need to have clear branding. You know, you never want to be random, but you want to be able to be able to be, I said able to be twice. You want to be able to be marketable to a lot of different companies. But for example, if you like, okay, if you're a huge meat eater, I don't really know if you might be marketed as more of a vegan. You know, like if you're really into wearing leather jackets, a vegan company probably might not book you. And that's fine. That's your branding. You know, it's good to know. So if you're really into crystal jewelry and there's a company out there that's selling crystal jewelry on Etsy and they need a model, you might be really good for that role. So it's important for you to know who you are. And knowing who you are is tricky because you're auditioning and you're saying, book me, cast me, I should be in your commercial, I should be in your ad, I should be in your runway fashion show. But you also want to have your own sense of self. And it's really important to have a sense of self and know who you actually are as a human in this industry, because you have to know what you're bringing to the table. So I want to go over branding, which I just did. And I also want to go over different types of models. So finding your model type, there's different kinds of models. I am 5'1", so I'm considered a petite model. Petite models, anyone who's 5'7 and below, even though 5'7 is pretty tall for a female, according to the modeling standards, 5'7 is petite. So that's that. If you're 5'8 or above, you can do high fashion couture. A lot of high fashion couture even want you to be 6 feet, which is crazy. And a lot of high fashion couture only do sizes 0 and 2. 4 sometimes is pushing it, and 6 is considered plus size by some people, and 8 is definitely plus size, anything above that. The thing about the modeling industry, it's been changing, so a lot of things are very subjective, which is tricky to understand because, like, I am into fitness, but I have more of a curvy body type, so it's interesting because I don't really necessarily fit in one category with my modeling, so I literally write my measurements in every application that I do so people know this is what I look like, and I also write, like, I work out. People understand that I'm 5'1 and I wear this size, but someone else who's 5'1 who doesn't really work out, maybe who is this size, might look different. And that's why body composition is very important. But that's also more important in terms of knowing that you are uniquely you and nobody else is you. So that's what's really amazing about the industry, is that you're bringing yourself to the table, you're selling yourself, you are who you are, and nobody can be you. That's a really great Oscar Wilde quote that I quote a lot in these webinars, like, everyone else is taken, just be you. I'm paraphrasing, but you get it. So it's really important to understand that you are your only self, and that's who you're going to bring to the table. And to know that, you know, if a company doesn't see themselves working with you right now, that could change in the future, because companies are always changing things, especially now with keeping up with trends and marketing to the young consumer. So high fashion, petite, print is another one. Print is something that anybody can do. You don't have to be a certain height or weight or age. Print means that I could do it as 5'1 in my 20s, and someone in their 60s who is 6 feet tall could do it as well. Print is just photos. It could be like a JCPenney magazine. It could be a makeup ad in Times Square. It can be anything. Print is very vast and open and inclusive, which is great. Alternative is another kind of modeling type, which is someone maybe who has a lot of piercings or a lot of tattoos or has crazy colored hair, or maybe is a person with disabilities, like a limp, or has a prosthetic leg, or might have Down syndrome, or might, you know, have one eye. You know, these are just things that are alternative, considered alternative modeling. There's nothing wrong with these people. Like, I have toe thumbs, which is weird, but that's who I am. And that is something that I can market if I wanted to. And believe it or not, I do a lot of hand modeling with my little thumbs. So it's pretty amazing. But yeah, knowing your model type is very important, and your branding. Like, you never see a successful brand be unsure of who they are. Like, when you think of big companies that are very successful, like Starbucks, for example. Now, I'm not really the biggest fan of corporate America, but at the same time, corporate America can teach us a lot about ourselves as being a product and from a business standpoint. So when you think of Starbucks, what do you think of? What are three words? I'll name some right now that I thought of. I think of convenient, fast. Convenient meaning they're always available. There's so many of them. Fast because it's supposed to be in and out, even the line is long. And number three, my third word would be the logo, the lady, the mermaid lady, the green lady. So those are three things that are pretty clear about Starbucks. Like when you think of Starbucks, you don't wonder if they sell soda. You know they sell coffee and tea. Yes, they might have like sparkling water, but they're not known for that. They're known for coffee and tea. When you think of Purell, the hand sanitizer brand, you think of fresh, clean hand sanitizer, sanitizing. So you don't really necessarily think of candles or sunscreen or fashion. You think of sterilization, you think of hospitals, doctor's offices, you know, like tissue boxes, medical shit, masks. Sorry, I meant to curse. Medical stuff. Okay, great. So that's what I mean in terms of the companies and, you know, the branding. So when people think of you, you want to make sure that they can think of that they can think of clear adjectives for you, so they know exactly who you are and they know exactly what they're going to bring. Now, yes, you want to be like able to be diverse and be seen as multiple facets and play multiple roles and be in different companies. But at the same time, if you have the quote all-American look, which is pretty subjective, meaning you might be in a Coca-Cola ad or you might be in a Walmart ad. Like for me, I am currently in a Walmart commercial, a Nathan's hot dog commercial, and a Minute Maid commercial. And those are all pretty all-American brands, so I guess I have an all-American look, but I've been told I have a commercial look. I've also been told I'm ethnically ambiguous, which I am, mixed ethnicity, which I am, different looking, old Hollywood. It's really subjective. This is a business of opinions, and it's really important to understand that this business is of opinions, so you might not always know, you know, like what you're going to be told. But I think it's important to try not to take things personally. Like four things that I really try to use my life and uphold something with are the Four Agreements, which is a book that's great. It's really short, but it's a pretty intense read. I'd really recommend it for anybody in this industry. And the Four Agreements are not in the order they are, but I'm gonna tell them anyway. Are be impeccable with your word, always do your best, never make assumptions, and don't take anything personally. So that's very important because in this industry, we're going to be told a boatload of crazy things, good things, bad things, things that make no sense, things that might make you think you got the role when you didn't. You never can know. So it's just very important to ground yourself and take care of your mental health, which brings me to one of our last points, but I'm not going to get there yet, which is work hard and create your own work. But first, number two, second tip is take good quality photos. So why is this important? This is important because if you're literally pursuing a career in the modeling industry and you don't know how to take a good photo, meaning the photo is not clear, you're not in focus, the background is distracting, your clothes are distracting, the photo is serving the photographer and not serving you as the model, then the person who's looking at your portfolio or your work or your photos or your Instagram, whatever it is not going to be able to see you for you. They're going to be distracted by things that are in your control that you should have under your control, and they should not be impeding your growth or allowing somebody to not see who you actually are as a model slash actor. So what I mean by this is if I have a photo and I am not in focus, and the background is in focus because of the depth of field being off, or the person not being able to focus the camera, who's behind the camera, or you not being able to self-time and focus your camera, it's not gonna look good. I don't wanna look at the photo. It's gonna hurt my eyes. Do I wanna do that? No. Okay, on top of that, you need to have good lighting. Right now, I have great lighting. I have a ring light. Yes, I have a shadow behind me, but it's not really that important. It's just, you know, a cute webinar about this, so it's pretty simple. But if I was doing a whole production, I would have lights all around me, and I actually do have lights that I can pull out to show you guys if I really wanted to. What I'm telling you is that being well lit, being in focus, and not having anything distracting is super important for taking a good photo. There are some photographers out there who will take photos of you and who will literally just be trying to show that they can do a cool technique with the camera. that is not helpful for your portfolio. That is helpful for their portfolio. So when you work with photographers, you want to get a sample of their work. You want to ask, thank you so much for wanting to work with me. I would love to see more of your work. What have you shot recently? Who have you worked for? What events have you done? What kind of camera do you use? What kind of lens do you have? Do you prefer to shoot inside or outside with natural lighting? Do you have equipment? Do you have someone to help you assist? Like, you need to ask important questions that you probably would never think of, because when you're excited and you just booked a shoot, you're like, oh my God, I just booked a shoot. I'm so excited. And that's cool. You should be excited. But you need to find out if the shoot's legit. There are a lot of people in this industry who will try to scam you and will. And then on top of that, will not be good photographers. And it's like, what? No. You need to get a sample. And for example, if the person is new to the industry and they're trying to build a portfolio, which you're doing, you can do trade for print, TFP, which I've mentioned a lot before in other webinars, which means that you guys trade photos for experiences and you both get to mutually benefit where there's no money involved. That's great. There is a risk for that though, because they don't know if you're a good model and you don't know if they're the best photographer. But, you know, you got to take risks in the industry, you got to take risks in your life. So it's a great way to get experience, meet people, and just be comfortable in front of the camera, you know, learn your angles, all that kind of stuff. Play with different colors, different outfits, different cuts of shirts, jeans, dresses, colors, makeup, earrings, hairstyles. You know, it's a great way to just like have fun and see where you think like your clothing should be, what colors are good for your skin tone, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot that goes into this. A lot of people do not think about the industry in depth unless you're actually pursuing it as a working professional. A lot of people are just like, oh, it's just looking pretty in front of a camera, or oh, it's just memorizing lines. Honestly, that's like 1% of it. That's like the most unimportant thing, actually. The most important thing is honestly the business side of that, and that's why I'm very passionate about this part of the industry, because if you have a great product but you don't know how to sell it, good luck. I don't know what's gonna happen. Like, if I invent sliced bread but I don't know how to market it to people who are actually going to buy it and use it, that's a pity. That's great for my life, because I can have sliced bread, no one can experience it, and I'll just get to show it off to my guests who come over my house. But I won't make any money off of it, and I will live, and someone else will discover it years later who knew how to market it, but I invented it, you know? So you have to know that you're a business, you're the product, you have to know your branding, and you have to be able to take good photos and make sure your photos are good, and be able to, more importantly, choose great photos of yourself to present. So not only is it just about taking good photos, it's about marketing them. It's about putting them out there, you know, posting them on social media, using hashtags, hitting up photographers whose work you like, asking them if they're doing trade for print photos, asking them if they have paid photo shoots, asking if they can do a deal, you know, asking things that are important, but being respectful of people's work ethics and experience as well. Self-timer is something I discovered in the quarantine, which I talk a lot about, which I think is an amazing tool for models, actors, whoever, people who are experienced, people unexperienced. It's a great way to do it. I don't know how Androids work, so don't ask me. I have an iPhone. If you have an iPhone, you can keep listening. If you have an Android, there's probably an option for you, but I don't know. On the iPhone, there is an option for a self-timer photo shoot, which means you would just do 3 10-second seconds, or, you know, regular no seconds. And it's awesome because, you know, you can set it up and you can like put it on your little tripod, or you don't need to have a tripod. You can balance it on stuff that you have in your house or wherever you're at, outside, a tree, whatever it is, a bench. And you have 10 seconds to click the button, go back to your pose and pose it out. And it's self-timer, so it's on a selfie mode normally. So you'll be able to see how you look and you'll be able to be your own photographer, which is pretty cool. And it's a great learning curve. If you want to be really fancy, you can get yourself a light or a ring light with a tripod, and you could put your camera there. Like, my phone right now is on a tripod, and a ring light, a desk lamp, it's a short one. I also have a regular tall ring light, which I use for if I need to be standing, or I just need more lights. I also have a DSLR camera, which is the one with the big lens, and an LED light attached to that camera for my auditions. Now, I have a lot of equipment. You don't need this, but if you want to have it, you can. I have spent a good amount of money on this. I cannot lie. You can get some cheap stuff on Amazon. There are student discounts if you go to B&H and all that. But at the same time, your iPhone is great. And you get a little small little ring light to put on top of it, which I also have. But yeah, so what I wanted to say about the ring light was with the tripod is you can get a little when the tripods come in the mail or wherever you're buying them in the box, they come with a little remote that's Bluetooth adaptable. And you can actually click it, so you don't have to click on the phone and click the record button. You can literally click it in your palm of your hand. So if you want to like be far away from the camera, you're doing a cool like angle thing where it's like, you know, I don't know, whatever you're doing, and you can literally be there in your pose and just click it. So you can literally be your own photographer, which is pretty amazing. Like you don't even need to touch the screen. You can do it and act like you're like shooting yourself. Which is pretty amazing, and I totally recommend that. Even if you don't have a shoot upcoming, you know, it's a great way to get comfortable in front of the camera, learn your angles, and as I said, just learn what looks good on you. And then, like I said afterward, you can look at the photos and be like, okay, I like this one, I like this one, I like that one, I like this one. And then you can choose which photos you like, and you can see which poses you look better in, and which brings out your eye color, and make sure there's no shadow on like your whole face. You know, you want to be, you know, if you have natural light, you want to be having the light come on you, not behind you. You don't want to be backlit. So these are like basic things that you'll learn. But honestly, it's all by doing. You know, you can take a lot of lessons in a class. You can read about it. You can watch YouTube videos. But honestly, you're going to learn the most from using what I'm telling you and going out and doing it. You want to be getting your hands dirty. You want to be shooting yourself with the camera. You want to be seeing how you look. You want to be reviewing your photos. And you don't really want to edit them entirely crazily. I am a huge fan of natural look. I'm not a huge editor. I don't really even know how to edit, to be honest with you. I don't edit a lot. Sometimes I put a filter on something, enhance the color, make it brighter, maybe make it black and white, try to adjust some things here and there. But honestly, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't necessarily need to learn it, in my opinion, because I try to present myself who I actually am. The worst part about being a model, if you're untruthful, is showing yourself with having white teeth and then meeting someone in person, your teeth are yellow. And I'm not being mean, I'm being honest with you, because people will notice those kind of things. If you make your face look thinner on Facetune or something, and you meet somebody in person and they notice that you have four chins, it's gonna be like, wait, who are you? So you want to be truthful, you know, you don't want to like Photoshop and enhance your body in a way that doesn't actually look like your body, because you know, the camera doesn't lie. Like if you are on video doing a modeling commercial or a photo shoot with video or a, you know, acting commercial, you know, it's pretty hard to edit a video. It's easier to edit a photo, which is a still frame. So you want to make sure you're being truthful, you know, like if you're always going to wear a sports bra and then all of a sudden you have a push-up bra on, you're going to look different. And that's fine. That's natural, right? That's not you editing your photos online and adding a whole cup size, you know? So I really would encourage everybody to be more natural. I know in this Instagram age, it's kind of hard because everyone's like looking at fake bodies and like editing, but you know, it's going to be better for your mental health, and it's going to make you compare yourself less to people who are not even real. And on top of that, you're going to be seen as more of a genuine, authentic person because, you know, when I buy like something at a store, I want it to be real, right? Like I don't want to buy a coffee with milk and sugar and then it doesn't have milk and sugar, just a coffee, right? That's like kind of like fraudulent in a way. I'm kind of far-fetching this analogy, but you don't understand what I'm saying. So if I am casting a photo shoot for Nike, and the girl who I'm casting looks great on her photos, and she has the athletic body type that I need, which is great for the company. And then she comes to the shoot, and her muscles have depleted, have atrophied because she hasn't worked out or she had an injury or something. It's not going to be the person I cast, the person I thought they were coming to see me as, and I'm going to be a little like, I don't know about this. Why is she being dishonest? And honestly, where people are not judging you, like if you're a plus size model and you're trying to look thinner, you should not. You should look the way you look. You are beautiful the way you are, and you should market yourself as who you are, not trying to be somebody else. As I said before, everyone else is taken, be yourself. So, your photos need to look like you, is what I'm trying to say. Like, if you dyed your hair and you're now a blonde when you were a brunette, you need to update your photos. And that's what's annoying about this industry. So, you have to make sure you're actually like, you look how you look, like be honest and you know, look genuine. Don't put a dog face filter on. We don't need that. Nobody wants that. No one's gonna book that, you know? I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. When I see people with filters, on like a lot, like heavily filtered. I'm like, what do they actually look like? I don't trust them as much. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, I don't know about this person. But yeah, that's my opinion. Okay, number three, the right agencies for your brand or your book. Your look, not book. I wrote look, but I said book. You know, I can't read my whole handwriting. It's very exciting. Okay, so the right agencies for your look. So, for example, there is a company called Funny Face that specializes in, I guess you could say, alternative modeling, acting, people who look different, people who might not be the most traditionally beautiful, right? There's another company that is now rebranded, but was called Ugly New York, and it was for people who were ugly. Not really. There's beautiful people in the agency. But the point is that they specialized in people who were not 5'8", blonde, size 2, blue-eyed. You know what I'm saying? So there are different types of agencies. And honestly, there is an agency out there for every look and every type of person. The industry has changed. It's really expanded in a way where we're including people that should be included, that always existed, just were never represented. And I'm a big fan of representation and people being in front of the camera and people being shown, like people growing up and being able to see themselves on TV and on the industry and social media and all that. Like, we need to see everybody who exists out there, because if we're only seeing certain people who exist, then we're not going to believe that we can actually do what we can do when we look the way we look, right? I'm a huge fan of inclusivity and, you know, activism and all that. So there is an agency out there for everybody. For example, Ford Management, huge modeling agency. They're normally for couture. They do like the traditional runway models, tall, skinny, etc. But there are industries out there for everybody. Wilhelmina has a great petite division. You know, you want to contact them, ask if they have a child division, adult division, young adults. There's some agencies out there that specialize just in ethnically ambiguous talent. This one called, I think it's Multi-Ethnic Groups or something like that. Like, there's agencies that are very peculiar because everybody has a niche that they can fit in. So that's important. Number four, submit your photos before. I already touched on this, but you want to make sure you're posting your photos. If you create a beautiful work of art and no one sees it, that's okay. That's for you. But if you're pursuing this industry, people have to see you. They have to see your art. They have to see your work. They have to see your photos. They have to see who you are and what you're putting out there. So post your photos on social media. Use hashtags. Submit your photos. Send in your resume and your headshot to acting and agencies and modeling agencies. Send your portfolio link. Send your Instagram link. Whatever you have. Make a TikTok. Make videos. Use hashtags. Go viral. You know, there's so many ways that people can be noticed nowadays. It's kind of saturated, which is hard, because it's like, okay, how can I get noticed because there's so many, you know, people getting noticed. And that shouldn't discourage you. It should encourage you, but not in a competitive, I should be the only one out there. Honestly, I really like to believe that there is room out there for everybody, and there is work out there for everybody. Even though the industry's numbers feel daunting and like the odds are against us, if you keep pushing and know that it's a numbers game, you will get work. You will be a working artist. And that leads me to my last and final point. Number five, work hard and create your own work. So, like I said before in other webinars, we don't want to sit around and wait for people to employ us. That's just not healthy for anybody. We really don't need to do that. We want to create our own work. We want to have the light underneath us lit. We want to make sure that we're producing work. We're having little self-timed photo shoots. We're having friends create work with us. We're making scenes. We're going out to fun events and we're meeting people. We're networking. We're doing Zoom things. Whatever you want to do, whatever makes you feel comfortable in this crazy time. We are finding cool locations and museums to find some great photo opportunities at. If we like a cool street corner, a cool stoop, a cool street with cars, we're gonna go there. We're not gonna let anything limit us. We're gonna be creative with how we make our work, how we get it out there. We're going to keep in touch with people. Like, it's not about just meeting people and networking, giving your card and making social media networking and following. It's about maintaining connections and building those relationships. You know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. How was your holiday? I just produced this new short. I would love for you to watch. I just had a new photo shoot with Timberland. I would love for you to see it. I hope you had a great President's Day weekend. Would you like to grab a coffee with me? I would love to hear about what work you've been doing. How was your New Year's? What did you do? You know, we want to maintain friendships. It's not about just planting seeds and letting them grow on their own. We have to nourish the garden that we're making with the industry and our connections. And it can be very discouraging and very hard in this industry. So it's really important to take care of ourselves with our mental health. You know, if you want to meditate, if you want to journal, if you want to exercise, go outside, go for a walk, talk to friends, listen to music, all healthy coping mechanisms that are available to you that are free. And on top of that, having hobbies. You know, people love to ask models and actors, so what's your story? Or what do you like to do for fun? Or who are you? What do you like to do besides acting and modeling? People love to ask these questions because they want to get to know who you are. They want to get to know who you are because, you know, you are an actor and model, and that's great, and that's part of who you are, but it's not the only thing about you. Like I said, I'm a hyphenated artist. I do a lot of things. Last night, I had a great time. My friend invited me to a paint and sip. I made this little painting. I'm very abstract. You know, I don't really pay attention to the lines, and I just had a great time, you know, and I'm not a visual artist per se. I'm not a painter, but I went. I had fun. I did something fun and different and creative, and I had a great time, and maybe that's not something I'm going to pursue, but it's a hobby that I like to do for fun. You know, I like to journal every morning. That's really grounding for me, you know, talk about my feelings, etc., what's going on in my life. But yeah, so the five tips are: find your model type, take good quality photos, find the right agencies for your look, submit your photos, and work hard and create your own work. So that's it. Thank you for tuning in to Latitude Talent Studios webinar about five tips to get signed to an agency as a model or an actor. And my name is Sophia Guchinoff. I am on Instagram and TikTok under my name, just Sophia Guchinoff. I think he'll write it in the notes and all that. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. If you guys have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me. And good luck, and important, have fun. Okay, bye.